developments moving pretty fast in terms of Brexit in some respects, I suppose, in terms of statements that are being made. Britain announcing tariffs that it would impose in terms of if there's a no deal that might affect the Irish agricultural sector. And Michel Barnier insisting that the withdrawal agreement is the only agreement on offer, even if there is an extension. Where do we stand at this point?
Well, again, it symbolises the utter chaos that Theresa May and indeed the DUP seem to be at. And following the whole thing, even last night, late, it's very evident Michel Barnier and negotiators have come on and said to Westminster over and over again, this is the only deal. And they seem to not be able to digest that in some way, because now they're saying, well, we might have an extension. And I know that Barnier has said over and over again that if they didn't vote on the deal yesterday, that there wouldn't be an extension, and they're still applying for this extension, or that's the possibility. So the possibility now is that they could ramble on until the 22nd of May. They're talking about that before the European elections, and that they'll have 4 weeks to come up with a deal. But there is no way of renegotiating a new deal. It couldn't be any clearer from the EU side, saying there will be no negotiations or renegotiations of negotiations. And it, you know what strikes me is that we've had 2 years. 2 years and more even to come to this point, and we haven't progressed in any way whatsoever. It is still shambolic. It is just really indicative of how chaotic Theresa May and her government is. Now, it could either go several ways, that either if they vote, when they vote on the no deal today, and of course the Conservatives have a free vote in that, what support she will get, we don't know. It might go to a general election. So the whole thing starts all over again, because there could be another referendum. So all of that, what it means for us in Ireland, is that we still don't have any certainty. It's having a disastrous impact on our SMEs, on our agricultural industry, on every single sector. And it's the uncertainty, I think, is the thing that's driving all of us quite out of our minds. There was a paper, I think, done by Westminster and talking about what supports they would have for businesses in the event of a no-deal Brexit. And the one that they had on the North, on page 28 apparently, was written, consult the Irish government. So that indicates how incredibly blasé they are about the North, that they just don't seem to care. And it seems to be very much something that's happening within the House of Commons without really knowing this is really going to impact on the daily lives of people. It's extraordinary.
And Michel Barnier's indicated that there's a high risk of a no deal Brexit now. And, you know, the time is running out. Are you fearful that really we could just stumble into a no deal Brexit because of the confusion and chaos?
I think it's very likely that that's going to happen. And I think that's very, very frightening for us in Ireland, because obviously we're going to suffer hugely, not just the North, but North, South, East and West. The economic impact it's going to have will be devastating. Now more than ever is the time to be standing up and saying, look, we need to be shaping our own destiny here. We cannot be relying on Westminster to be pulling the strings. And it's time for Ireland now to say, OK, let's talk about our future. Let's talk about a united Ireland within the EU. And at least that's a solution. Take the North out of it, give us back the North, have a united Ireland, and yes, we can talk about how that's going to shape out in terms of sharing the island and ensuring everybody's identity is respected and all of that. But for the sake of our trade, for the sake of prosperity, for the sake of all of that, I think it is the only real solution that we now could take charge of in terms of our own destiny. Of course, it boils down to the Secretary of State, Karen Bradley, and we all know her insight into the North in terms of calling for a referendum, but it's all up for grabs. But that's what we need to be pushing for. We need to be thinking long term. Sometimes, you know, out of necessity, we have to get reactive to these things that are happening on an hourly basis in the House of Commons. And when you're reactive, you feel you lose control. So it's time for us maybe to be a bit more proactive and saying, no, hang on a second, this is what we need to do. We'll take control of our own destiny. Thank you very much.
And your constituents, be it in the farming community, the fishing community, they must be really apprehensive, given that the 29th of March is just a couple of weeks away.
They are. They really, really are. And is it any wonder? Because this is going to impact on their livelihoods. And at the end of the day, it will impact on people's pockets. There's no question about that. The cost of living is already scandalously high in Ireland. Even if you're on a good wage, it's very hard to make ends meet. not to mind somebody who's not on any, who is below even the minimum wage or even on the minimum wage. They just can't afford to survive. That's why we have food banks, we have the housing crisis, we have all of those because people can't afford to live in Ireland anymore. I even had my daughter telling me the other day, God, we were looking at that, there was a television programme about fertility, and she was saying, you know, I don't think I can afford to have a family here in Ireland when I'm old enough to do that, you know. I'll have to move to another country. So it's shocking when you hear children saying that to you. And what kind of a country are we creating? So in terms of Brexit, this is yet another thing that's going to really put the nail in the coffin. And I think we just have to take charge. We have to put measures in place to make sure that our businesses and our farming communities and all of that aren't going to be impacted. And in either case, I have been calling for a long time that we need development of our ports so that we can avoid the land bridge. Or at least have another alternative to the land bridge. If we develop our deep sea ports there between, you know, Cork, Waterford, Wexford, you know, we have the ports there, only just to invest in them, and it makes sense irrespective of Brexit to do that.